This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 534. Beware of this Cambridge writing site.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
Today, we test and review a popular writing site, and you'll learn how it may or may not improve your IELTS writing skills. Hey, Lindsay, what's shaking?
Oh, well, not a whole lot. I am itching for a coffee, coffee number three of the day.
That's so funny. I've only had two cups of coffee so far as well. You know, I'm so stingy. I'm very stingy. I don't like to waste anything. So if I make a pot of coffee and there's just like two cups left in it, that day or whatever, I won't pour it out. I'm not going to waste that. So I just put the whole coffee pot in the fridge and I save it for the next morning.
That's awesome. Well, you're never out of coffee then. You always have some coffee around. So that's good.
Do you have any like really frugal type habits like that?
Well, I have an image of myself. Actually, this even happens today, but I don't buy full gallons of milk anymore. I drink plant-based milk now, but I remember over the years, I've always walked to get my groceries when I could have spent like $8 to get a Zipcar. And I have images of myself like in the rain, in the freezing cold rain with no mittens, holding two bags on both sides, plus a gallon of milk, like balancing between my arms. And I'm trying to save $8 or something ridiculous like that. That's silly to me. Like, that's my frugal ridiculousness. Yeah.
Isn't that like one sign of maturing? Like one sign of like just being an adult is just realizing like I don't have to waste like 2 hours of my time to save $5. Like is my time is more valuable than that right now. And my comfort is more valuable.
I know. Like you come back with raw chapped hands and they're freezing and you can't even move them for like an hour because you've been in the cold. Really bad. Really bad.
So then you can't even work for an hour because your hands are frozen.
And now you've lost an hour of work. Right.
There you go. Mistake made. Done. You're not going to do it again.
No.
Okay. What are we talking about today?
Well, I mean, I actually think this ties in really nicely to what we are talking about today, because today we are all about making smart use of our time. And the question is free. Is free really free? Is free really free? Right? Because we know that if you guys are professionals, if you're working, or even if you're students, then your time has a certain value. You can even break it down to a monetary value. Your time, the value of a dollar of your time, an hour of your time. What is it?
Yeah,
and
totally.
I find that a lot of our listeners, unfortunately, are running around the internet trying to find free everything, free feedback. And that's not always the best route.
No, not at all. A student in our course, this is another value, guys, of getting to participate in our Three Keys IELTS community is like, if you do see resources that are free and you think it might be useful, then just ask me and I'll check it out. And I can tell you, because sometimes, right, maybe it's useful for one particular thing. And it's just, it's so easy to get distracted, guys. So the website he's asking about it's a Cambridge website. And just having that name on there, Cambridge, students automatically are like, oh, this is worthwhile and it's free. Oh my God, I'm so lucky. This is going to improve my writing so much. Because the website's actually called writeandimprove.com. Okay. So one of our students said, have you heard about the writeandimprove.com Cambridge website? I've just started using that tool to check my writing, and I'm wondering if it is a good way to do that. I tested it, guys. I tested it out myself. I went on there and I just wrote a couple essays really fast, changed a few things to like test out their feedback. Okay, I'll tell you what I found out, guys. But just firstly, it's you can't just do an online writing site for IELTS because IELTS is not typed, right? You need to be practicing in a test valid context, which is handwriting on IELTS answer sheets. You can easily Google IELTS answer sheets and print out a bunch. But guys, you have to be practicing that way. Okay, so like I said, I chose one of the essay topics and I spent like 5 minutes writing, you know, the least amount of words or whatever that I could. And it doesn't, guys, it only gives you feedback as far as grammar and some vocabulary, but maybe if it's like misspelled, it's not going to be like, this word isn't appropriate. You should use this phrase instead. It's not manned by a person. A person's not reading this. This is just going through a very simple, like, word program, basically, right? That checks grammar and a couple vocab things. So maybe it'll give you some grammar feedback, but you could just use Microsoft Word for that. And like, as far as the other things you're scored on IELTS, it's not going to help you at all. Okay. So I even tried taking out all of my linking words and all of my pronoun references to see if it would notice. And it didn't. So it's not going to give you any feedback for cohesion, coherence, or like task achievement.
I mean, that's why they don't have computers checking your IELTS test, right? There are examiners who check your IELTS exam because the computer would miss, potentially might miss these things. I mean, humans are looking at your test and grading it. Yeah.
Hello, awesome and fabulous IELTS Energy listeners. If you want to get the scores you need, just like our student Ryoki from Japan, who got 8s in listening and speaking, 7.5s in reading and writing for an overall 8, learn the same strategies he did. Go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS. Exactly. So this is a big no. I think it's a waste of time, guys. I mean, if you're really worried about grammar, don't even waste your time with something like that. My best grammar advice, and you guys know that I don't like to give grammar advice very often, but my best grammar advice is to just stick to like 3 or 4 different structures you're sure of, right? Relative clauses, conditionals, and then compound sentences with conjunctions. That's it. And just try to stick to those for a few weeks and limit yourself to no more than 2 clauses per sentence. Because if you get longer than that, that's when you make tons of mistakes. The cohesion coherence gets worse because the examiner can't understand you. So as far as grammar goes, just like simplify the structures you're trying to use. And honestly, that's going to go further toward raising your grammar score than trying to have a whole bunch of different structures.
Yeah, I mean, and it starts with learning those structures that the examiner is looking for, right? I mean, I think the other mistake at least with the student in our course, at least he's learning what the examiner is looking for first through our course, then he's going to this. Yeah. But I'm afraid that a lot of students are just going straight to this to test their writing. But again, like we've said before, they're not putting in the learning of the strategies and the system before testing out their writing, right? You can't just, it's just like a soccer game. You're not just going to go from game to game to game. You're going to have practice in between. You're going to have learning in between, building skills.
Exactly. Exactly, guys. So these, you know, we get questions all the time. Like we just had one. My score is, what was it? My score is a 5.5. How can I raise it to a 7.5?
Yeah.
You have to learn. You have to like learn and study strategies and apply those to test practice. You have to build your IELTS knowledge. Going straight to tests, using websites that aren't specifically for IELTS or websites that maybe say IELTS, but are run, you know, by non-native speakers who just want to advertise. Guys, there's so many things to distract you out there. I don't want you to waste any more of your time. That's what we were talking about in the beginning. You guys are adults. Your time is valuable. You want to spend time with your family, right? You want to get past IELTS. So get into our course. It's guaranteed to raise your scores, guys. There's nothing to lose. Just get in. We'll raise your scores. That's it. That's what happens.
Exactly. And if you don't increase your scores, then you get your money back. You also get the cost of your exam back. So it's a double refund, guys. I mean, you really can't lose. And, you know, like I said, a lot of the students, you guys have visions, you have dreams. You want to take your family to Canada, get them exposure to new cultures, right? Fresh air, a good place to live, a good education system for these kids of yours. And the way to do that is to get this exam is the thing standing in the way, right? And we are here to eliminate that for you.
I think the recent episode that we had with one of our students in Canada, she's there with her daughter, and she's getting past IELTS and studying hard to be a role model for her daughter. And I think if you look at guys, like your expectations for maybe your family or for people around you, you need to have that same expectation for yourself, which is not to say like, oh, well, I'm a high level learner. I'm going to get a 7 right away. It's not that easy. There's a whole process behind it. So like you want to work with other people to improve their lives and their skills, right? But you need to have that same room for yourself as well.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. Raise the standards for yourself and therefore raise them for the people around you, and everybody kind of pushes up in their life and the way they're moving through their life. Yeah.
Totally. I love it. So guys, you can get into our system and start working hard towards your goal now. You can go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS. Check out these really inspirational student video stories that are on there, guys. And you could see what's possible. You could see the hard work it takes to get to that goal and to reach that goal and live in another country.
So cool. So cool. I love these new video stories, and we're going to be adding more of them gradually, guys, every week. We're going to see new ones up there. It's going to be awesome. So you can actually envision yourself in that new place where you want to go.
Yeah. Oh, so awesome. I love these videos. They're so good. I love our students.
I know. I know. This is the kind of student we want to work with. Someone who's going to spend their time and follow the plan.
Exactly. Exactly. Yay. Awesome. Congratulations, cool. All of our students.
Yeah.
All right, Lindsay. All right. This has been super fun. And I will see you tomorrow in the next episode.
Sounds good. Talk to you soon.
All right. Bye.
Bye. Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again, and see you soon.